come to this section of the Bhagavatam. The title of the chapter is The Lord Begs Charity from Bali Maharaj. And now we hear some description or praises of Bali Maharaj, really. Lord Vamandev is here praising Bali Maharaj. So here we hear it. You also have observed the principles followed by great personalities who are householder brahmanas by your forefathers and by great heroes who are extremely famous for their exalted activities. Yes. It is said someone who is not recognized by a great soul has a miserable existence. So, next verse we will also read. There's no purport. O King, I will read it in Sanskrit also. Tasmat vato mahim ishat vrinaham varada shabat padani trinidai dhyendra samitani padamama. O King of the Daityas. Germany is called Daityastan. O King of the Daityas. No. From your majesty, who come from such a noble family, and who are able to give charity munificently, I, Amandev, asked only 3 paces of land, though the measurement of my steps. Purport. Lord Vamandev wanted 3 paces of land according to the measurement of his footsteps. He did not want more than necessary, but although he pretended to be an ordinary human child, he actually wanted the land comprising the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. This was just to show the prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we will read, because the purport is so small, we want to read a little bit more. And this is really interesting what the Prabhupada will say. It opens a new dimension to our understanding. We will go to text 17 also. Nanyate kamaye rajan vadanyat jagadishvarat nainat prapnoti vaivitvan yavad artapatikraha. Translation. O King, controller of the entire universe, although you are very munificent and are able to give me as much land as I want, I do not want anything from you that is unnecessary. If a learned Brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in sinful activities. So when you ask, you must ask according to the need and not ask more. Purport. A Brahmana or sannyasi is qualified to ask charity from others, but if he takes more than necessary, he is punishable. No one can use more of the Lord's property than necessary. Lord Vamandev indirectly indicated to Bali Maharaj that he was occupying more land than he needed. In the material world, all distresses are due to extravagance. Hare Krishna. This is an interesting sentence for devotees. They may say, well, I have nothing. Where is my extravagance? What actually, Madhuri Prabhu, you are a native English speaking, extravagance, what does this imply, this word? Way, way too much. That's extravagance. That's when we have a misery. I do remember that Madhuri Prabhu gave an enlightening class in Heidelberg. You had at that time a little bag with a zipper. It was made by the firm Samsonite, I remember. And you described how every once in a while you had to throw away things from that little bag, because you said the tendency is that there is an accumulation of things. I still remember this, and I totally hold this class as my instruction in life. It's very important for me, because yes, it's true. You please look, even if you have a monk's bag, like. It will become too full after some time, and you have to. Hare Krishna, Akrura Prabhu, I have not greeted and seen you, Hare Bol. I still remember this, Madhuri Prabhu. You have solidly educated me in the principles of happiness, because when we do have too much, then we suffer. It's entanglement, and there's the idea is if we take more than we really need, then we become universal thieves. We steal more than our quota is, what is set aside for us. One acquires money extravagantly and also spends it extravagantly. Such activities are sinful. All property belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all living beings who are sons of the Supreme Lord have the right to use the Supreme Father's property. But one cannot take more than necessary. This principle should especially be followed by brahmanas and sannyasis who live at the cost of others. Thus Vamana Dev was an ideal beggar, for he asked only 3 paces of land. Of course, there's a difference between his footsteps and those of an ordinary human being. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his inconceivable prowess, can occupy the entire universe, including the upper, lower, and middle planetary systems, by the unlimited measurement of his footsteps. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivash Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare There will be 3 points which we want to explain in regards to this wonderful Leela of the Lord. And because we have little time, we will try to speak very concentrated. You please be with us with your full attentive force. The first point I would like to draw your attention to is a point related to the Leela of Lord Vamandev coming to Bali Maharaj. He says to him that I will only take 3 steps of land, and he says if I would take more, it would be adharmic, it would not be proper to do this. And Prabhupada, almost with a smile in his mouth, says, of course there is a difference between his, means the Lord's, footsteps and those of an ordinary human being. Later in the chapter, Vamandev is explaining it was only under a pretext that I asked 3 steps of land, because I knew I would take the whole universe from you. Let us ponder for a moment the very, very, very vast, huge Supreme Personality of Godhead, for Leela's sake, takes the body of a little dwarf. A dwarf means a small person who is half the ordinary size. And he comes very innocently. He walked towards the yajnik area in which the yajna would take place. And before he could come at the yajna place, when there's this information, he had to cross a river. But for river crossing, you need a proper size. I mean, an adequate size, because... And he was so small, he could not walk through the river because the river was so deep, and he would have to walk under water. So there was this brahmana standing on the other side of the river, who saw this extremely effulgent Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had taken the disguise of a little dwarf, and he saw him in his helplessness. And he immediately crossed the river and said, can I help you? I see you want to cross the river. You have your umbrella and your kamandalu and your sandals, and you appear to be a small size, so do you require some help? So Vamandev stepped off his sandals, and he allowed himself to be carried by the brahmana, who carried him like this, like a deity. Some of you are sleeping. This is a good place in the lecture to be attentive, because it's very nice. So he carried the deity like this. Imagine the brahmana carrying Vamandev. And as he carried the Lord, he felt there were some imprints on his lotus feet. You know the imprints of the Lord's lotus feet? What is there? Shankha chakra. There's a line. There's a flesh. There is what? An elephant goat. Then? A concha. A bow. A moon. A flag. A water pot. A fish, yes, a fish is there on the heel. The hoof print of a calf, another jambu fruit, an octagon, a swastika, a crescent moon, an umbrella, and a space. A space is there, which is like a circle. Hare Krishna. So it's very wonderful souls, foot souls, you know. And he felt these, wow. And he was overcome with ecstasy to imagine that he had the lotus feet of the Lord in his hand, which You know, no, a normal person cannot aspire even to touch. We hear Lord Brahma is meditating about the rays of light which become reflected from the feet of the Lord. And he couldn't really talk. He walked through the water. Then he let down Vamandev and he said, "Who are you?" And Vamandev said, "I'm on a mission here." You know, it was clear if the Brahmana would now run to his king, Vali Maharaj, and say, "I just carried God." I could tell by the footprints. Then Vali Maharaj might have not given the three paces of land. And, you know, he might have, or actually he would have given, but it would not be, the Leela wouldn't have flown the way it had to flow according to the choice of the Lord. So the Lord is very, very wonderful, and he is recognizable by his devotees only. He keeps himself covered by his yoga maya curtain, so that the ordinary person cannot see him. For the ordinary person, this curtain is made of the external feature of yoga maya, that is the material energy, the maya shakti, which keeps the Lord hidden from the view of the ordinary soul. Yes, but if by the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that curtain of maya can be removed from the ordinary soul, then his love for Krishna will immediately manifest. It's almost like as if a spark falls into petroleum and ignites a blazing fire. This is what happens when a conditioned soul obtains the mercy, the Kripa Shakti of the Lord, and that fire of love will burn away all the, how do we say, all the contaminations. In South India, the pujaris have a certain way to celebrate this in the puja. I don't recommend that you do this in Soho Street. You will see for a moment why, in a moment why. They want to show that when we get the mercy of the Lord, then our love springs forth, our imprisoned love, which is at the moment kept covered and diverted to the material energy. So the way they do this is they have the curtain of the deity one day drenched with it's something like ghee and some other very easily inflammable substance, and then they do the deity darshan like this. They burn the curtain at the end, and the flames go and eat away the curtain, and then you see the Lord. This is especially done in deities of Lord Nrisimhadev. So please don't do this here, because this material is also not fireproof. It will be eaten away, this beautiful temple. So, yeah? It was not on purpose. You do everything. So this, when there is a love of bhakti coming in the heart, then this curtain of maya, which the Lord has drawn before himself to not be recognized by ordinary people, is burnt away. This is a nice point which you might like to take with you in the day. We would now like to move on to another point, the point of charity. A Brahmana or sannyasi is qualified to ask charity from others, this from the purport, but if he takes more than necessary, he is punishable. No one can use more of the Supreme Lord's property than necessary. This, I feel, is an important instruction, not only for Mahavishnu Maharaj and myself. It is an important instruction for us as devotees. Prabhupada says, extravagance, or in Rupa Goswami's language, it's ahara, taking more than you require, is actually against the principles of bhakti. You will see, if you are very conscious about this, to not take more than you require, you will be a happy person. If you all know what happens when you eat more than you require, you become fat and then immovable, and mental, and all types of diseases enter your body and your system. It's also the same thing happens when you take anything more than you require, not just food. Praise, for instance. If you take more praise than is due, if you take more worship than is due, well, most of you are not worshipped. If you take more clothes, maybe. It can also attain to knowledge if you take more information than is good for your spiritual advancement. Whatever you take more of this world, it will weigh down your spiritual progress. You will be actually overburdened by it, and you will actually become, slow in your spiritual advancement, if not fallen. Therefore, it is good to give, especially to give charity. What can we give as charity? To give charity as a devotee of Krishna, who is already possessionless, is a very important subject matter which I would like to draw your attention to. When I did some research in the scriptures, I had read that one must pay back the spiritual master for what he has given. There is a subtle law: if you take things and you don't give something back, you can't really possess what you have. For instance, I want to really go slowly into the subject, middle slowly into the subject. When you take the services of someone, let us say a doctor who takes care of your well-being, it's important that you give something in compensation, so that you can actually be healthy. You cannot obtain anything in this world without giving something for it. It's a law by which this world functions. So when you obtain blessings and knowledge, especially from a senior spiritual personality, if you really wish to have it, if you really want to own it, if you really want to keep it and not lose it, it's very important that you give something in return. I think you all know this traditional custom is in the ancient Vedic civilization, that if you obtain, for instance, an initiation, you are supposed to give a guru dakshina. Yes, and when we are in Mayapur and there are hundreds of initiations, you might have been approached by a brahmachari who comes to collect his guru dakshina, and he says, to give a guru dakshina, can you please give something? So it's important to give something. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, if we want to pay back our spiritual master, payback sounds so like a monetary deal, I would say. Show our gratitude maybe to our spiritual master. We should spread the knowledge which he has given to us to others. This is the way to keep the knowledge with us. By giving what good we have gotten to others. It's very important. And if you do this, it's totally opposite to the materialistic culture where you hoard things which you get, and you, the more you hoard, in America I have heard, there are these hoarding spaces which you can rent. Yes, you hoard like anything, and then your apartment almost breaks into pieces from all the hoarded things, and then you can rent a hoarding space where you put everything on shelves, and once a year you walk through it and think, this is all mine. It's very Hare Krishna. This is an education for kleptomania. Really, because we hear from the spiritual tradition that we become thieves if we take more than necessary, even if we pay for this. So in case of the spiritual, of our spiritual gifts, we can actually become preachers or sharers of that which we have gotten. Good preaching means to share what you have obtained. People will feel it when you give your jewels of realization, of knowledge which has been kindly revealed, if you give it to them. Good preaching doesn't mean to talk about something which you don't have, or try to give something which you don't have. Good preaching means you give that, to share with people that which you have obtained. It is to speak according to your realization and your level of realization, in other words. Then it has potency, then it has power. So in our spiritual life, we want to show our gratitude by paying back this tremendous debt to our spiritual master by preaching, by sharing what we have obtained. This is our way to really keep in a way, by giving away, you hoard. Hoard is maybe not the right word, but you become the possessor of something. Please learn this little art, that you give away your knowledge by talking about it to someone who has open ears, and then you will really have it. Then you will really own it. Then it will really become yours. It will really go into that area of the heart where things are kept. Krishna. So these were some points which I would like to discuss with you. I'm very, very observant of the time, as you notice, because I'm an overtime goer by my destiny. But here I am, will keep in the framework which we have. Become givers. Become charitably disposed devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu details three areas in which we should become givers. The first is jivadaya, have mercy or understanding with others. Then The first is nam ruchi, give your attention to the holy name. That is the first thing which you have to give. This is the first area really in which you have to work to become a giver. Give your attention to the holy name. Vaishnav Seva, serve the devotees according to your ability. Do some service for the devotees. Become a giver in Vaishnav Seva. And the third area where you can give charity is Jiva Daya, do something for the upliftment of mankind. If you become a giver in these three areas, you become a gainer, a great gainer of spiritual blessings. So, yes, so we will have now time for question. There is the first person I saw was Adiguru, and then the second person was Kyo, and the third person has not manifested. So, yes, Adiguru Prabhu. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So, Adi Guru Prabhu is saying that he just read from Srila Prabhupada that when you take something from someone without giving something in return, you become a debtor, and this debt accumulates interest. Thank you very much. This is a very nice thing. Yes, so you have all heard? It's a very good point. Thank you very much. Yes, the point of information, isn't it? Yes, yes. Adi, then Kyo, yes.
Maharaj, when we try to give, so we give, and at some point, at least in my case, I usually reach the point where I feel, well, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. Like I feel like, why do I have to do so much? So how do we overcome when we sort of reach the point where we feel like that? How do we keep on giving?
A very nice question. Also, the question I would like to repeat is, when we give, we come to a point where we think, I just can't do this any longer. It even comes to a point of exhaustion. Have you also experienced this? That you give service, and then more service, more service, and you become almost, if I give more, then I'm finished. I believe it is a very important point. You do have, therefore it's very important that you resplendish or your storage of spiritual gifts. I do remember when Srila Prabhupada translated the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he came to a verse and purport which he immediately sent all over the world. Oh Prabhuji, you are in England at the moment. Some dream was there. Yeah, it is England. So is the temple. It's a social etiquette in the temple to stay awake during the lecture. He felt so enthusiastic about this verse and wrote a purport to it that before the book had come out, he sent it all over the temples in the form of Xerox copies or. I do not forget. Was it zero copy or was it telegraph? You know, we had the telegraphic machine. But at least he sent it out. And this verse and purport will answer your question. How to not exhaust ourselves. He said, the devotee who only eats ordinary grains and does not regularly hear about the beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, gradually dries out and falls from the spiritual position. This is there, this verse. And I believe every one of us have made these two experiences which are related to this verse. We have made the experience that we have neglected our reading, or when we were reading, we were so absolutely tired in body and mind that it was really only for show, you know. No word entered our heart. Okay, ten pages. Ho gaya, I have read. But what have you read, Prabhu? Oh, something about Krishna, I believe. too tired. Prabhuji must take some rest and then read. But if you on the other side read, and you read with, Prabhupada makes this point in the Bhagavatam, with rapt attention, then you feel some nourishment coming into your heart, and then immediately you feel, on the basis of that nourishment, I can do my slujba, I can do my service. We have made this experience. If I would give a class in management circles, I would say that this is the power reading. You know, there's the power nap. This is power reading. Akrura Prabhu can maybe put on his leadership seminar, power reading, the power reading. It really works. It nourishes our souls, and it will really inspire us so that we can continue. Only if we don't nourish ourselves, Kiyo, can we take. So today I want to take the pride to end even 10 seconds before the ascribed time. Srila Prabhupada ki Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.